The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hoop Ballers! Welcome back to another episode and another edition of Today in Sports Betting. I am your host, Devin Ellington, at DALE007 on Twitter. We are at Hoopball Gaming on Twitter. We're at Hoopball Tweets. But make sure you go over to hoop-ball.com, hoop-ball.com. Check out all of our latest articles for fantasy basketball news, general NBA news and knowledge. We also put our wager pass plays up onto the motherboard there. We have forums and discussions. You've got to jump in and join this community and join the family. If you just want it for fantasy basketball, you got it. But we also have everything else covered. Go over there, check out the Hoopball 360. $12.99 is going to get you our wager pass, our DFS pass, as well as a fantasy pass, instead of paying for those items individually as part of our premium content. 90% of our stuff's free. This podcast is free, but we are sponsored by a few people, and we do have premium content. Hoop-ball.com. Go check that stuff out. If you have any questions, let us know. Go ahead and DM me personally at DALE007, again on Twitter. The Discord servers you get access to for the premium content is probably what sells it for me. It's my favorite part of all of the whole gamut. I want to talk a little bit about Manscaped.com real quick, since they are the show sponsor. Weed Whacker just came out to pair with that Lawnmower 3.0. So now you can get your hedges and everything else taken care of. Siding, weeds, difficult to reach spots. You know, it's one thing to mow the yard, but you got to get the nitty gritty stuff too. And that's what the Weed Whacker will do for you. Dual motors, lithium battery, anti-pull technology, smooth and gliding. That's how I can explain it. You use HoopBall20 as your promo code, HOOPBALL20. You're going to go ahead and get free shipping as well as 20% off of your order. They got the care kit also for us, gentlemen. Shampoos, beard scrubs, beard oils, underwear, carrying case, leather pouch for all your toiletries. Go over to manscaped.com. Let them know that we sent you, Devin specifically sent you. HoopBall sent you. Use that promo code, get you some products, great products. Manscaped, get your lawn mowed. Got a solo show with me today, y'all. I apologize if, you know, that's not what you're into. But, hey, I'm back. Sorry about the absence. We have been continuing 2020, it seems. No joking aside, I just completed a move. Got, you know, little speed bumps in the way. Mother Nature took down the Wi-Fi and such as I got it installed. Got me a brand new computer, working out the kinks on new softwares and whatnot. So, nonetheless, we're back to the gambling. We're back to the sports. We're back to college basketball, which I know y'all have missed. Blake LaWatch, good follower of ours. I'll be back in those discords here soon, guys and gals. Best believe that. A man's just got to get on his feet, you know? But these podcasts, you guys deserve it, and they're free. And our content is great. So we need to be able to churn that out on a regular, consistent, reliable basis for you all. So here we go. College basketball. We got some really good stuff for tonight. Of course, me being me, I like some of the smaller stuff. Some of the small schools always hold a special place in my heart. Love talking about them. I love watching those games. The first game that tips is at 4 o'clock. It's a MAC game. I'm not actually going to have anything on this one, but I figured I'd talk about it because it is the lone 4 o'clock tip time. I'm sorry. 4 o'clock in certain places, but 5 o'clock central. High Point and Longwood. High Point -1.5 point favorite. They opened as a 1.5 dog. Longwood, 3-13 on the year. They've played a lot of games. +1 at home. High Point overall more rounded in my opinion. I like High Point in this spot. -1, I think they win by a bucket. It's one of those small school close games. It's going to be close. It doesn't matter what their record really is. These are always scary to bet. High Point, Longwood, that was a 5 tip Central time. I was right about Buffalo, Kent State being at 4 Central. This has my 5-point rule in play. Opened at 158.5. It's gone up to 163.5. Let's shoot right down on the under, guys and gals. 163.5, taking the under. All right. UNC Wilmington and Townsend's actually playing right now. Townsend soiled my cereal yesterday by beating Wilmington. Wilmington was supposed to win by at least a couple for me, but they didn't. They lost outright, a part of the back-to-back. And that's going in favor of Townsend again. All right. We got a lot of 6 o'clock tips. But before I get to the 6 o'clock tips, let's talk about some of these other 5:30 games because there's some pretty good matchups. Being in Big 12 country, of course, I got to talk about Kansas State, Oklahoma, 5:30 central tip, 136.5, down to 136 for the total right now. 14-point spread, that's too many. It's too many. Kansas State opened at 14.5. The hook has been bought down. Kansas State, don't get me wrong. I'm not like full-on well lean picking on them. But if I'm picking a game or a side in this game, 14 is a lot. But also, Oklahoma is known to lose these games that they should win at home. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Wildcats get them. Typically, under Lon Kruger, they play well at the Lloyd Noble Center. But I don't know. This Kansas State team, a lot of people overlook them for good reason. But got me a lean on the points. Then I'm going to go ahead and maybe look at that money line. +750. Ooh. I mean, if anything, it'd be a half unit sprinkle. It's nothing crazy. Throw a 5 spot on it. All right. Other 5:30 game, got a Big Ten matchup. Purdue, Ohio State, over under 136.5. It opened at 140. Ohio State, the Buckeyes, -5.5 point favorites, -110, shaded to both sides. +5.5 for Purdue. In recent years, they're pretty terrible traveling on the road, so I don't trust them. But that being said, Big Ten home teams have been performing significantly better than what the home teams have been doing this year. You flip last year's narrative and this narrative for this year, and, you know, Big Ten road teams are having a lot more success this year. Last year, it was the home teams dominated, ATS and straight up. Didn't matter if they were dogs or what, you know, it's the way it was. So this is a stay-away game for me. I don't trust Ohio State enough. I haven't seen enough of them. Purdue, I've lost betting against them a couple times this year. They've also won me some money. But again, I don't trust either of these teams, so it's going to be hard for me to form an opinion other than I'm not betting this game. 6 o'clock Central Time. Like I said, tons of games. Looks like we got like 20 games tipping off at 6 o'clock. Holy moly. We got some college ball tonight, y'all. College ball in full force. South Carolina, Missouri, Mizzou. Fun fact, both of these teams are located in Columbia. There's a Columbia, Missouri. There's a Columbia, South Carolina. Both of these universities are in Columbia of their respective states. So now you know it. Probably didn't before, but now you do. Thanks to me being useless information bank over here. I'm good on trivia nights. Y'all ever want to take me out to a trivia night? Holler. Okay. Gamecocks, Tigers. Tigers, man. I just like them. I like them. I like them -6. Looks like it's come down to 5.5 now. South Carolina doesn't have enough depth. They have like 4 players. Frank Martin kind of washing out in that scenario in South Carolina. Great coach, but I think it's about time he moves on to another program, another challenge, another environment. Missouri, the combination of Jeremiah Tillman and Theo Pinson and Drew Smith. There's Drew Smith in there. Drew Smith is a great scorer. I don't know who's guarding who. I don't see South Carolina matching up defensively. Missouri, I can see them controlling this game, winning by double digits. Pinson, Drew Smith, the guards having a huge game. I could see it. 6 o'clock, Maryland, Michigan. Michigan -10.5. Give it to me. I love this Michigan team. We've seen it once. They matched up really well against Maryland. I know. You can't beat a team twice. But yeah, you can. It happens a lot. I've lost bets a lot like that this year. St. Peter's in their back-to-backs. Michigan by 13. Radford and Campbell. Told you we had some small schools to talk about. 6 o'clock, ESPN Plus. I got a Radford pick'em against the Campbell Camels. I love the Camels. I do. The Camels are fun. They're a good team. Good core. Cohesion. Continuity from last year. Radford just plays a little bit more defense, though. And they can stretch the floor. They get end to end. I like this Radford team. -2 is what it's at now. I got them as a pick. Ooh, got some value. Honestly, though, -2 is as high as I'll probably go. I think this is going to be a very, very, very close game. Could have overtime. Another 6 o'clock game, Tennessee, Florida. This is a good SEC matchup. Tennessee's, you know, rolling. It opened as a 3.5-point favorite for them on the road as the road warrior. It's inflamed up to -7. There's probably been some news of players rolled out for Florida. Yeah, looks like a couple guys have been ruled out here. You know, this is an ultimate stay away game for me. But the biggest thing is Scotty Lewis is out. And already without Keontae Johnson after his scary, scary collapse on court, you know, about a month ago, Florida just doesn't have enough to stack up against this Tennessee team. Tennessee's got a lot of depth. I think they're like 9 guys deep. So maybe look at a Tennessee first half bet. I wouldn't be too opposed to that. Let's see what it is. -4. Oh, I was hoping for 3. You know, it's a tough one. Let's stay away from that one. I think it'll be a good college basketball game to watch. I think Florida's going to battle. Mike White's a good coach. He's going to instill that in his program. So let's roll with that. Let's just kind of stay away from it. All right, easy breezy on the next 3 because I'm not really playing any particular side. Southeast Missouri against Tennessee State. No, thank you. Butler to Paul. Butler is just not the team that they've been the last 10 years. This is so weird to see Butler this gross and bad. They're one of the most inefficient teams in all of college basketball in a lot of categories. DePaul, they've had a ton of games canceled, but they got a lot of guys back from last year's team, minus one for DePaul at home. You know, there's a slight lean consideration there. It might make it into my final card, my 15 picks that I put together. So Winthrop, Presbyterian, Winthrop minus 16.5. I could see them winning by 20. University of South Carolina Upstate opened as a pick'em. They are now a minus 1 point favorite on the road against Charleston Southern. One thing I got on this is that Upstate, you know, probably the better team here. A lot of continuity from last year. A lot of familiar faces. Know how to play to the beat of the other teammates. I look for that in this situation. UNC Asheville, Gardner Webb. This is going to be a good game. This is just going to be a good basketball game. These teams play hard defense. They hustle. Not the best efficient, you know, as far as efficiency goes, but just, you know, if you have ESPN Plus, which is it's a small investment, it's great to watch all your action. Just flip over to Gardner Webb and UNC Asheville. You know, it's a fun little glimpse. Just look at these teams. Watch how nitty gritty Gardner Webb's guards play. They got that Kyle Lowry bulldog, you know, approach. UNC Asheville, they got some really nice slashing forwards. Guys with length on the perimeter, guys that can get inside, but also guard on the inside. So just watch a little bit of that. There's some homework. Watch some UNC Asheville and some Gardner Webb. Pop quiz tomorrow. I'm going to have a pop quiz. Whoever can get the right answer, maybe we'll do like if you haven't already taken advantage of it, but maybe a free MyBookie sign up. You know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Yeah, so we'll have a pop quiz on the UNC Asheville Gardner Webb game. Yep. Akron Bowling Green. Bowling Green is 10-3 on the year. This was a team that I knew was going to be in the tournament last year. I just like the way they play. Defense, great guard play, smart, you know, solid coaching. Mac's got a couple of teams that could be in the tournament this year. Toledo, the next one I'm talking about. Toledo, Central Michigan. Toledo's a 15-point home favorite against Central Michigan. 158's the total. You know, Toledo's good, but I don't know about all these points. This is a stay-away game. Sorry I don't have a ton of, like, official plays as of right now on all these 6 o'clock tips, but there's just so many of them, but I figured I would at least talk to you a little about them. And we can run through some of them, maybe get you familiar with something that you want to look into to build some conviction and value on yourself. You can ask me questions about later or something in the Discord. If you're not a premium person, premium hootballer, then you can't get in on that Discord stuff. But I'm always open on Twitter. So, hell, if you want to text me, go for it. I'll get you my phone number. Ball State, Miami of Ohio, lots of MAC action tonight. You know, this is a close game, home dog. Go ahead and give me Miami of Ohio. They're plus 3.5 point dogs, over under 137. I can see them winning outright. Go ahead and get you some plus, probably going to be 120, 130 money. Let me check it out. Plus 145. You know what? Just do a little sprinkle on that. I locked that in right here as I talk to you guys about it. And gals. Miami, Syracuse, this will be a fun game, real fun game. Opened at 6 for the Hurricanes getting points as the dog on the road. It's gone down to plus 4.5. And I don't trust Syracuse to cover games. I could see them winning this by 1 or 2, maybe 3 of possession. Miami can play defense, and Syracuse is already inefficient on offense. So I'm going to keep riding the steam. I'm going to go ahead and throw 4.5 on there. It may not make my final card, but I'm bookmarking some stuff here as we go through this. USC, Oregon State. Oregon State plus 10.5 at home against USC. Over under 137.5. It's at 138 on the opening bell. You know, Nope, I'm going to go ahead and stay away from this one. We're not touching that one. It's weird. It's really weird. I could see USC winning by 12, but I could also see him winning by 6. Penn State, Illinois. Brad Underwood at home as a 10-point favorite with his Fighting Illini. 154 is the total. It's come up a little bit from the 152.5 mark originally. Double digits, 10. Penn State, they're just not dynamic. They're boring. They don't really play a lot of sets, you know. Illinois, I've trusted them in big spots a couple of times, but that was against some really rough opponents. Let's try it again. They're going to make it on my leans right now. Minus 10 for Illinois with all that NBA talent. San Diego versus Loyola Marymount. Minus 9.5-point favorites. Loyola is at home. 135.5 is the total. I could definitely get down on the under train. It opened at 133.5. It's not a 5-point roll by any means, not a 3-point roll. But generally, I like what I've seen as far as pace for these teams to support an underplay. I like San Diego not being able to really hit shots for large sections of the game. And then both teams are not that great as far as free throw shooting. So, and then they also just don't foul a lot in general. So I'm going to lean on that one, you know, throw it on the card. We'll see what makes the final card or not. It looks like I'm hitting almost to my 15. Got some games to pick. Seton Hall plus 9 against Villanova. That's easy. They've been inconsistent, yes, but the spots that they need to be a little bit better in, they typically are. And that's against the number 3 team at Villanova. I think Seton Hall can combat their 3-point shooting, Nova's, you know, with some of their own. Seton Hall's not a terrible rebounding team. They can eliminate some extra possessions by Nova and play it smart and don't foul a ton. Hit their threes. They'll be in there. I see this being a 6-point game. Duke opened as a 2.5-point favorite against Pittsburgh. It's now 4.5. Pittsburgh's 7-2, and they play some damn good defense. This is disrespectful. Duke is out of the AP top 25 for the first time since 2016, I think it was. And they're going to go ahead and give them a almost 5-point favoritism on the road against the Pittsburgh team that has an NBA talent on that roster. This ain't the same Dukies team. Give me Pittsburgh plus 4.5. Going oppo steam. I really like that one now that I think about it. That Pittsburgh team's gritty. Love that Pittsburgh team. Ooh, here we go. We got a nice Mountain West showdown at 8 p.m. on CBS Sports Network. Colorado State, Utah State. Plus 8 for Utah State. Opened at 6.5. 141.5 is the total. It opened at 138. Sit back and watch this one, y'all. I can't dive into a side or not, but just watch this one. We got a 10-2 Colorado State team going up against 11-3 Utah State team. These teams could give San Diego State and Boise State a serious, serious run for the regular season title. Two more games. Ole Miss, Mississippi State. This Mississippi State team plays some good defense. In-state rival. Over under 130.5, it's come down from the 132.5, a little bit of a closer defensive game from what the numbers are telling me. Mississippi State, they play a lot better defense than Ole Miss does. Ole Miss plays good defense. That's probably the only thing they do. They're really inefficient on offense. But Mississippi State has a lot more size, a lot better overall movement from their defenders. So give me Mississippi State minus 2.5. I like that. Hasn't really moved. And it was at minus 105. So there's a lot more value in it for me on that. Bama, LSU, and Bama is just rolling right now. Tide is rolling. Yeah. Say it, all you Bama fans. Roll, Tide, roll. That's how they all sound, too. ever say all the syllables. I don't know. Anyways, now that I've made fun of Alabama fans, I'm sorry if any of you all are, but that's how it goes sometimes. Y'all win a lot. We got to make fun of you. -1 point favorite for Bama on the road. I don't see how they – I mean, I do see how they do lose to LSU, but I don't see it being highly probable. So Bama's rolling right now. I bet against them early in the year because I wasn't sure they were going to gel with all the holes there from the NBA talent that they lost. But it looks like everyone's starting to figure their role out. The coaching is starting to get them in the right places, schemes, all that good stuff. Bama -1. I'm going to take that. LSU has just been so inconsistent. They've been inefficient and inconsistent. Two things that'll turn me off of a team real quick. Real quick. All right. NBA. We're going to talk some NBA. 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 Short card. There's only two games tonight. Holy moly. Before I get into it, though, let me talk about mybookie.ag. Go over there, use promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL. Go ahead and sign up for your account. You're going to go ahead and get a nice deposit bonus match up to $1,000. You're going to get some awesome customer service. Friendly, always available. And diverse games that you can play. All the lines to bet on, all the props. Super Bowl's coming up. Imagine all the props that they're going to have for you to bet on. And you can do it with free money by just telling them who sent you. HoopBALL. 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 MyBookie.ag. Bet, win, get paid. Don't forget, we've got a pop quiz tomorrow. It's going to be a question in the... Well, the teacher done did already forgot. It's going to be a question in the Gardner-Webb. What was the other team? I've almost got it here, y'all. Oh, yeah. UNC Asheville Gardner-Webb game. There's going to be a question. And whoever can get it right, if you don't already have a free MyBookie account with us, we're going to get you set up with MyBookie. So, pop quiz tomorrow. Pop quiz tomorrow. I'm going to put it out in the podcast. I'll probably tweet it. Put it in the Discord. So, sorry, premium guys and gals. They might have a little leg up on this. Might be incentive to go over to HoopBALL, hoop-ball.com, to go ahead and just get your wager pass right now. All right. NBA, like I said, short card, two games. Going to breeze right through it. Since I spent so much time on college basketball, that's just what I do. So if you don't like it, you can listen on days that Vince is on. We'll talk more about MMA and NBA. OKC and Denver, 8 p.m. Both these games are 8 p.m. Central Time. Oklahoma City plus 10 on the road, over under 220. You know, Oklahoma City's pretty inefficient on offense. Denver's playing some raunchy defense, letting a lot of people score that shouldn't be, losing games they shouldn't because of that. But, you know, this feels like a game that Oklahoma City's going to be inefficient in. I think the length of Denver is going to affect them a lot more. And this is just a game where I don't think the Thunder are going to be able to make their shots. Just a hunch. Just a hunch. No true reasoning, really. So I'm not saying I'm on the side of Denver in the minus 10, but, you know, maybe a first half bet. If you can get a 5 or 4.5, I wouldn't be mad about that. But then the under, with those inefficiencies come less points. We've seen Denver be inefficient. So if they're not going to play offense and their opponents are going to be inefficient, not be able to score, they're going to get the ball and then not be able to score also. And that is my prediction of the great game script and the game flow for this here ball game. Give me the under 220. I like that. New Orleans. The Pelicans take on the Jazz. It's funny because lots of Jazz happens in New Orleans, not Utah. Never did understand why the Jazz were called the Jazz. Maybe someone can enlighten me. New Orleans plus 6 points on the road. Over-under has gone down from 220 to 217.5. Let's see if it keeps dropping and we can put the five-point rule on it. I've been doing that on NBA lately, and it's, you know, it's got something. There's some weight to it. 6 points, I feel like, is a lot, but this New Orleans team is so inconsistent. Utah's been far more consistent at their same usual slow pace. Better defensively. Utah minus six. Why not? It's at minus 105. I'm going to go ahead and jump on that. Went ahead and leaned the under 220 on Denver and OKC. I've got minus six on Utah for the New Orleans-Utah game. Yeah. Lots of NBA action tomorrow. Lots of college basketball tonight. Full card tonight. Full card. And the game I'm probably most excited for is Radford and Campbell. Duke-Pittsburgh. I'm going to like that one too. Pittsburgh plus 4.5. That might be my play of the night, honestly. I got to think on it. Got to think on that. Well, folks, let me touch a little bit on the puck, on the hockey. And, you know, there is a full slate tonight. I'm not going to go in depth, you know, like crazy on it. Need to brush up on my hockey stuff from this year. But generally speaking, I know what kind of things teams like to do as far as defensive and offensive tempo. And, you know, I'm not a complete under the rock hockey person. So there is some merit to what I talk about. You know, like this Washington-Pittsburgh game, I could imagine it being a real defensive bruising game because these teams generally don't like each other. And this heavy shade is actually on the under of 6.5. So I'm going to get better odds somewhere. I'm going to get minus 115. I don't like the minus 120, but you know, I could see this being a 4-1 game, maybe one team controlling. Pittsburgh's got some health issues early in the season. Still Washington's working some people in, you know, and it's just one of those Eastern Conference games that are always fun to watch because they play so much harder against each other. And you got Ovechkin, you got Sid the Kid. So just, you know, overall good, fun game to watch. New Jersey Devils, New York Rangers. You know, I'm going to ride the under train. You know, these two teams, very inefficient offensively last year. And the Rangers rely pretty much heavily on one guy. He's older, New Jersey, bunch of young folk, and a lot of inexperience. Rangers, I believe, lost a few people in free agency this offseason. So go ahead and give me the under six in that one too. Chicago, Florida, I'm going to go ahead and pass that one. Buffalo, Philadelphia, that'll be a really fun game. That'll be a fun one. You know, Buffalo plus 116 on the money line, not a bad look there. They have great goalie play, but Philadelphia, you know, Carter Hart, phenomenal kid in goal. Then here's one I actually really like for today. Carolina, Nashville, 5.5. I'm going to go over. So it looks like all my hockey tidbits are going to be on totals, two unders and an over. Over 5.5, it's got the shade of minus 120. These two offenses can let it rip, and the goalies are suspect from time to time. Defensively, they were middling of the road, you know, last year. Lots of puck time for all of them, and look for a lot of pucks to be flying in this game. So there's some hockey for you. Washington, Pittsburgh under 6.5 in that Eastern Conference rivalry game. Tensions are going to be high. A lot of players going to spend time in the box, in my opinion. Jersey, New York Rangers, under 6, inefficient offenses. Again, New Jersey, New York, blood there. And Carolina, Nashville, potent offenses. Give me over 5.5. I might even look at over. Let's see if it's available for right now. First period, over 0.5 on the goals. Lots of juice at minus 155. So no. We're going to not do that. But generally speaking, I like those first period overs, especially if you can get some really good offenses in there. So, well, this was a longer solo show, but I had a lot of fun. I am looking forward to covering more hockey, looking forward to getting into some deep playoff, NCAA basketball, you know, resume building basketball. And right around the corner, we're going to have baseball. I know it's crazy to think about, but it's going to be here soon, so soon. Finished positive on the year last year on baseball and looking to finish strong in NFL to finish positive in college football this year. So, you know, we're rolling, y'all. And, you know, it's going to be a fun endeavor. So make sure to come join the HoopBall family, hoop-ball.com. Go ahead and activate your HoopBall 360 membership or any of the sub packages that you just want to go ahead and grab for singular purpose. I'm at DALE007 on Twitter. Follow, rate, review, subscribe. And as Vince and I always say, if you leave 1 stars, you better tell us why, because we'll take it into serious consideration. Everything will be taken to heart. We also love to help win money and manage that money for you. So any tidbits of information you need on basic wagering talk, go ahead and holler at us in the Discord or on Twitter. At HoopBall Gaming is where you'll find the show. The website I already talked about. Don't forget the promos and the sponsors, Manscaped and MyBookie. Use those again and again as much as you can, share them with your friends and family. And once more, please know that I am sending you all of my good vibes and all of my good energies. Again, this is Devin Ellington, and I am getting on out of here. Take care.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.